السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, I will be talking today about amazing story happened in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can imagine that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina. Now, there is a lot of disbelievers. He lived back in Mecca, his enemies, the enemies of Islam. And there is a lot of Jews in Medina. In that time, also, they are enemies of Islam. They don't like for Islamic State to be established. They try to make them down in any way. Also, there is a lot of hypocrites, munafiqeen, in Medina. And more than this, the story that I will talking about today, it happened between a member of Al-Khazraj and other member of Al-Aws. Qabilatay, Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj, the two tribes, the biggest two tribes among helpers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Justice is justice. whatever, who has the justice? Is he Muslim or non-Muslim? Is he a believer or disbeliever? It doesn't matter. Because Islam is teaching its followers to support justice, the self. And I would like to ask myself and my brothers and sisters today, is it fair if you or your own child has dispute with somebody else and you have a chance to judge between them? How do you like to judge between them? You will support your own child or you will support the one who has justice or the one who has truth? And ask yourself, put yourself in the same situation. And this is why I choose the topic today. When we look at the environment in that time, really, it's so hard. At least, you know, to keep the bad news within Muslim community. Do not spread bad news outside of Muslim communities. Because you have Jews around them, you have hypocrites around them, you have disbelievers around them. But Allah doesn't like anyone to support injustice. And this is the reason why Allah revealed in the Quran so many verses talking about supporting justice. Whatever. The one who has justice with him, it doesn't matter if he's one of our family members or not, even if he is one of our members of the Muslim community or not. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُنُوا قَوَّمِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. All you who believe, you have to be witnesses for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to testify for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not for the sake of anything else. And the other verse, كُنُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. You have to deal all the time with the justice. كُنُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. It's very hard situation. When you figure out that you are guilty and you have a chance to say, I'm a guilty, but you remain silent because you don't like to put your image in front of people that you are not good Muslim. Or to put the image of Muslim community in front of other communities. And وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Even if you will testify against yourself, your own self. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Even if you will testify against your own parent. Because they did wrong. Subhanallah. And if you try to defend them in this life, it might work out. But who is able to defend them in the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is my advice for all of us. We have to realize, sometime we might remain silent because the one who did wrong, he's from our community or he's from our family members. Or even he might be my own child. It's not good situation. The story happened, there is a member of the tribe of Al-Khazraj. His name, Bushayr ibn Ubayriq or Tu'mah ibn Ubayriq. He stole the shield from a member of the other tribe, the tribe of Al-Aws. His name is Rifa'ah. Remember, Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj, they had very long time fighting each other for 40 years before Islam. You know, the racing were between two horses, one from Aus and other one from Al-Khazraj. And just one did something wrong against one horse of them, and the horse lost the race. They started the fight for 40 years. Can you imagine? It's not worth it to have a war for a couple days because of what happened, but they stay in the same situation for 40 years. Now when we have the situation, subhanAllah, one from Al-Khazraj, the thief, even if he has a Muslim name, but he is a hypocrite, and he ran away to Mecca and he passed as a munafiq in the end of the story. Just I would like to concentrate on this story today to teach ourselves how to testify for justice, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if this is against yourself or against your own child or against your parent or against your Muslim in blood or in Islam. We have to be very careful. Don't say our image will be bad, because if people figure out, you know, Muslims are cheaters or Muslims are deceivers, don't worry. They are already saying that because of our bad actions. If we really fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not get into this situation. Anyway, he put the shield inside the bag of flour, the qiq. When he took the bag of the flour into his house, they follow, they trap, you know, the direction of the bag and the shield, and figure out that he stole it. When Bushayr or Tu'ma, different narration about his name, it doesn't matter about his name, that what we need to learn the lessons from this story today. And he took this bag of flour with the shield, the dirh, and he put it into the Jew house. And some narration says, he asked the Jew person, could you please keep this shield with you for a while and I will come back to take it back? He said, okay. You know, they are neighbors together, and this is, you know, social activities between people. They live in the same neighborhood. It's okay. And he did not have bad intention. And he knows, you know, all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are good. He heard about the companions. They are good. They are almost as an angels. But we are humans. Anyway, and I wish if he remained silent after that. No, what he did after that, he called his tribe out. And he gathered all of them from his family and told them the situation. He said, I stole the shield and I put it into the other house of Yahud. And I need you to go to Prophet Muhammad to defend me in front of Prophet Muhammad and to abuse the one who narrated the story. His name, Qatada, Sayyiduna Qatada. He is the cousin of Sayyiduna Rifa'a, the one who lost his shield. And he asked his family to go to Prophet Muhammad to abuse Qatada. May Allah be pleased with him and all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to abuse the Jew person, because they found the shield with the bag of the flour in the house of Yahudi. And they brought the shield to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Jew person. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked directly to Qatada, the one who narrated the story. And he said, how come that you abuse your own brother in Islam? And he is innocent. And the guilty one is the Jew. And Sayyidina Qatada said in the narration, I wish if I died before ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam something for about this shield. Laytani mittu qabla an as'al an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, The story did not finish yet. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the evidence and the witnesses, he testified for Tu'ma or Ushayb ibn Ubayrik, because he's innocent. They found a dirh in the house of Yahudi, and you know he has to say something to clarify the situation. And everybody was happy in that time. You know, Sayyidina Qutada, he blamed himself. He should not go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell him that somebody stole the shield of his cousin or his uncle, Rifa'. But in the end, you know, everybody felt it's okay. We can handle the situation. Now, the guilty one is not Muslim, which is good news for Muslims community. And the innocent one is the Muslim, and everybody will happy. But do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let it go? No. You know, من أسمائه جل وعلا الحكم العدل. Among his name, Almighty Allah, the just, because he loves justice. Jibreel, peace be upon him, came down before Fajr prayer in that night to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about all hidden parts of the story with the 13 verses of Surah An-Nisa. You will be amazed. Subhanallah. It might be just to see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to show him in his dream that he is innocent. The Yahudi person is innocent, understand? No. It's supposed to be in the Quran for revelation. People will recite it until the day of judgment. Because Adl is Adl. بِهِ قَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُ الدَّوْلَ الْعَادِلَ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ كَافِرًا وَيَخْذُلُ الدَّوْلَ الظَّالِمَ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مُسْلِمًا. Allah will support the just state, even if they are disbelievers. And Allah will neglect the Islamic, the unfair state, even if they are Muslims. It doesn't matter if you are Muslim or not. This is for yourself. But when you deal with the justice, and you have to be very careful, because believe or disbelieve, this is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will judge between his servants in the day of judgment. And he assigned the day that called day of judgment. This is only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do believe or not, it's up to you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. It's up to you, really. You have free will to do whatever you want, but you have to be careful. If you choose any way, the consequences of any way you will take, you will be responsible in the end. You will be rewarded or you will be punished based on your choice. Anyway, Allah sent down Sayyidina Jibreel with the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. We revealed, we sent down the book, the Quran, to you, O Muhammad, with the truth. For what? لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. To judge between people, between mankind. He didn't say between Muslims or believers. No, it's beyond that. Because the Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Islam to lead all nations around. It's not only with the temporary solution to fix the problem in that time. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to make it clear, to make very strong foundation for justice on earth. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. Do not make yourself a pleader or defender of al-khaineen, the cheaters.
has a name of Muslim names, and he called himself a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is not. He is an hypocrite. Subhanallah. هو منافق. And when you read the rest of the verses, really, it's amazing, the story. The time, it's very hard time. And very sensitive situation, because happened between the biggest two tribes among Al-Ansar, Al-Aws and Khazraj. And there is a lot of enemies that Islamic State did not establish strongly yet. In any small mistake might destroy the whole state of Islam in that time, in Medina. But it doesn't matter. We have to follow the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for Islamic State. To deal with the justice, to deal with the adl, with everybody. Our problem today, because we do not follow the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for us. Put yourself in the same situation. If your child did something wrong against other children, would you like really to testify against your own child or not? If he said, yes, I do. Now, you prove your iman, you prove your faith, because you don't care about your child or your own family members as long as they did wrong. And this is the beauty of Islam. Unfortunately, people judged Islam by the actions of Muslims. And this is very wrong, very unfair judgment. This is our Islam, this is our religion. We have nothing to hide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 13 verses of the chapter of the women to explain what? To testify that the Jew is innocent and the Muslim is guilty. Allahu Akbar. Can we understand the situation today? Why we are in the end of the list of nations? Because we don't care about our religion. We only care about ourselves, or our family members, or our Muslim communities. But this is not good. This is a very bad sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in the end of the story, to make it short, that some of them try to mislead you, but they will not be able to mislead you. They only misled themselves. And Allah explained, وَلَوْلَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَهَمَّ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُضِلُّوكَ. Only by Allah's bounty and Allah's mercy, He protected you. Because the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he tried to announce it according to his knowledge, what happened for the evidence and the proofs that the Jew person is guilty and the Muslim person is innocent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not agree with this situation. And we need to understand. We asking Allah every time to support us, to defend us, to help us out, to guide us, and we have to look at ourselves first. Are we willing to support justice? Are we preparing ourselves to testify for justice, even if this is against our own selves, or our own children, or our own family members, or our own Muslim communities, or not? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to understand our mission in this life and to work hard to achieve it and to achieve the highest level in paradise with our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول العدل به قامت السماوات والأرض، والله عز وجل حكم عدل. فإذا ما ظلم إنسان وما استطاعت عدالة الأرض أن تحميه وأن تنقذه فإن عدالة السماء لا تهمله. هذا ما نريد أن نتعلمه. القصة بدأت بين شخص من قبيلة الخزرج اسمه طعمة ابن أبيرق، أور بوشير ابن أبيرق، سرق درعا من رجلا من قبيلة الأوس اسمه رفاعة. والذي يروي القصة هو ابن أخيه سيدنا قتادة، هو الذي يروي القصة هذه. فلما سرق طعمة الدرع وضعه في جراب من الدقيق، وهو يجر الجراب على الأرض ترك أثر الدقيق حتى وصل إلى بيته. فلما كشف أمره أخذ كيس الدقيق بداخله الدرع ثم وضعها في بيت جاره اليهودي. وتقول الروايات أنه سأل اليهودي أن يحتفظ بهذه الدرع إلى أن يعود. anyway، فأخذها اليهودي. ثم لما بعض الناس من قبيلة الأوس اكتشفوا أن الدرع سرقت بواسطة واحد من الخزرج، فسيدنا قتادة ذهب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشتكي، يريد أن يعالج موقف قبل أن تحدث فتنة كبيرة ويحدث حرب سجال بينهما كما كان في الماضي. دارت الحرب بينهما 40 سنة. فذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخبره. فلما علم أهل طعمة أو بشير ابن أبيرك بالأمر أرسلوا رجلا منهم حكيما يدافع، هو جمع القبيلة بتاعته والعيلة بتاعته وقال لهم لقد سرقت، حكى لهم القصة، لكن كيف نظهر أمام باقي المسلمين واليهود والمنافقين في المدينة، كيف نظهر أمامهم إن قبيلتنا فيها سارق؟ فقالوا كيف نعالج الأمر؟ كانوا 4، 3 منهم قالوا نذهب إلى رسول الله ندافع عنك، أما رابعهم قال هذه خيانة لله ورسوله لا أوافقكم عليها. قالوا إن لم تذهب معنا نريد منك أن تكتم عنا بس، هذا ما نريد. قال أكتم لا أتكلم. ذهبوا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحكوا له الحكاية، كيف حد من الأنصار من الأوس يتهمنا أن واحدا منا سرق درعه ونحن من الخزرج. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبعدين كمان قالوا إن الدرع في بيت يهودي، كيف إن هم يتقولون على أهل صلاح وأهل إسلام من قبيلتنا؟ فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بعض الصحابة يذهبوا لبيت اليهودي يأتون به، وأتوا بالدرع فعلا. فاليهودي أقسم أنه ما سرقها، إنه وجدها في بيته، والرواية الأخرى قال لقد ألقاها إلي وطلب مني أن أحفظها له إلى أن يعود، لكن الآخر أنكر قال لا أعرفك. المهم الآن كل الأدلة تبرئ المسلم وتدين اليهودي، إلا إذا حدث أمر آخر. وجدوا عنده الدرع وهو متلبس بها ووجدوا المسلم بريء. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني هم لم يسكتوا بعد ذلك، أرادوا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يصعد المنبر ليبرئ صاحبهم أمام الجميع. سبحان الله، هذا الفارق المهم بين المسلم الحقيقي وغير المسلم. المسلم حينما يشعر أنه عصى الله ينبغي عليه أن يستر على نفسه، يسكت خلاص. لكنهم تهجموا على سيدنا قتادة وتهجموا على قبيلة الأوس كلهم. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنف سيدنا قتادة، قال يعني كيف تتهم أخوك في الإسلام وهو بريء، ولا تتهم اليهودي الذي وجدت الدرع عنده. سيدنا قتادة يقول: فتمنيت لو أني مت قبل الذهاب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأخبره بالقصة. يعني عمه رفاعة طلب منه أن يذهب لرسول الله يخبره أن درعه سرقت، والذي سرقها واحد من الخزرج، ووجدنا أثار الدقيق إلى بيته. لكنهم عملوا لعبة وانتهى الأمر أنها وجدت في بيت يهودي. الأمر استقر والكل مبسوط، لأن الذي أدين واحد من غير المسلمين، والذي برئ واحد من المسلمين، وسمعة المسلمين آنذاك كانت على محك الخطر، فإن كفار قريش يتربصون بهم، وإن يهود المدينة يتربصون بهم، وإن المنافقين ممن يدعون الإسلام في المدينة يتربصون بهم ليل نهار. فالأولى والأحسن للمسلمين أن يكتموا الخبر ولا ينشروه. وبات الجميع في هذه الليلة راضيا، خلاص انتهت المشكلة. لكن عين السماء لا تنام. أنزل الله عز وجل جبريل بآيات تتلى إلى يوم القيامة: إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما. يعني لا تدافع عن الخائنين حتى ولو سموا أنفسهم أنهم مسلمين. سبحان الله. وطعم هذا أو بشير هذا هرب إلى مكة، كان أولى له أن يتوب وأن يستغفر وأن يعلن توبته إلى الله والله يقبلها، لكنه فعل غير ذلك. هرب من المدينة وذهب إلى مكة ونزل على امرأة بغي هناك ومات منافقا لم يمت على الإسلام. فنسأل الله حسن الخاتمة. فهذه حياتنا، أنت تختار الطريق الذي تسلكه. لا حرج إطلاقا في هذه الدنيا، لكن الحرج وكل الحرج في الآخرة. لو أنك تعلم أن ولدك ضرب آخر أو اختلس من آخر وأنت على يقين أنه فعل ذلك، هل تشهد ضده أم تشهد معه؟ هل تشهد مع ولدك أو تشهد مع العدالة؟ ولذا نزل قول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط. القسط يعني العدل، شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين. تشهد بالحق. ومن أكبر الكبائر حينما كان صلى الله عليه وسلم متكئ ثم اعتدل وقال: ألا وقول الزور، ألا وقول الزور، ألا وقول الزور. فحينما تشهد ولا تكتم الشهادة، أنت تشهد للعدل أم تشهد لأهل بيتك أو أحبابك أو أصحابك؟ أنت تشهد لمن معه الحق حتى ولو كان عدوك، أم تشهد للخائن حتى ولو كان من أفراد أسرتك؟ هذه أسئلة نريد إجابة عليها. أنت تشهد للحق وتشهد بالحق وتشهد لأجل الحق. ولذا قال الله عز وجل: إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس. هو لم يكن وإذا حكمتم بين المسلمين، وإذا حكمتم بين المؤمنين، وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل. إن الله نعم ما يعظكم به. فهذا ما أريد أن أوصي به نفسي وإخواني وأخواتي. لن تقوم لنا قائمة إلا إذا طبقنا ما أراده الله لنا، إلا إذا رجعنا إلى شرع ربنا سبحانه وتعالى. هذا السبب صرنا في ذيل الأمم، وأصبحت أحوالنا مذرية عفنة، لأننا ما نراقب الله جل وعلا في تصرفاتنا وفي أقوالنا وفي أفعالنا وفي حركاتنا وفي سكناتنا. إننا نريد أن نبرئ أنفسنا حتى ولو كنا غير مبرئين حقيقة. نبرئ أولادنا أو إخواننا المسلمين حتى لو كان على حساب ديننا. المهم ألا تظهر صورة المسلمين أمام غير المسلمين صورة مشينة. هذا لا يريد الله عز وجل ولا يريده رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صعد على المنبر وأخبر هذه الآيات، ولما علم طعمة أو بشير أن أمره اكتشف هرب من المدينة، وكان أولى به أن يتوب إلى الله وأن يسأل العفو والصفح من الله ويتوب الله عليه. وهذه لنا جميعا، ليس من الحجر الحرج أن يخطئ الإنسان، وليس عيبا أن نخطئ، لكن العيب كل العيب أن نتمادى في أخطائنا ولا نتوب ولا نرجع ولا نؤوب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. فاللهم إنا نسألك يا ربنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ويا ذا العزة التي لا ترام، نسألك أن ترينا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واسلم سقائم صدورنا وتول أمرنا وأحسن خلاصنا واجبر كسرنا. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك مردا جميلا، خذ بنواصينا إليك أخذ الكرام عليك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله، ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما، واستغفر الله إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. ولا تجادل عن الذين يختانون أنفسهم، إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما. يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله، ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول، وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا. ها أنتم هؤلاء جادلتم عنهم في الحياة الدنيا
فمن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة أم من يكون عليهم وكيلا؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ها أنتم هؤلاء جادلتم عنهم في الحياة الدنيا، فمن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة أم من يكون عليهم وكيلا؟ ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما. ومن يكسب إثما فإنما يكسبه على نفسه، وكان الله عليما حكيما. ومن يكسب خطيئة أو إثما ثم يرمي به بريئا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا. ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهمت طائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم، وما يضرونك من شيء، وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم، وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله سبحانه وتعالى just a couple important announcement. إن شاء الله عز وجل after Dr. Ali Majid will announce the new members for the executive committee, inshallah, to serve our community. I will have announcement, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Jazakallahu khairan wa mercy. Just wanted to announce the result of the new executive committee. Everybody knows that it's up for a new one. And we're asking the community to come forward and participate, alhamdulillah. We had 30 names of people who wanted to volunteer to work, which is wonderful news. Usually the community, the committee is about 12 members. So we decided to keep everybody on the list. We had actually a hard time running an election because many of our memberships have not been kept up to date, unfortunately. So in order to vote or even run for election, you have to be a member, and that did not work out. Many of the people who weren't volunteers are not members. So we decided, inshallah, to use the second option in our constitution, which is that the Shura would choose the executive committee. So we had the Shura chosen 15 members, alhamdulillah, and the other 15 members of the people who wanted to volunteer, they will be still in the capacity of executive committee advisors. And they were 10 different committees, and they have votes within the committees, and we want everybody to participate in action. So given that the new members of the executive committee are brothers and sisters, Muhammad Shamali is the president, Alan Ganesh, Ahmed Al-Jamal, Luayi Ghannam, Muhammad Omar Al-Farooq, Akram Tahar, Ahmed Abbas, Sharif Abdul Mu'min, Muniba Khan, Rashida Gillespie, Mona Ali, Wasim Akbal, Abdul Hamid Al-Murabiti, Amir Ombasic, and Tariq Saad. The 15 other members who will be still called for meetings and they will be on different committees are brothers and sisters Elif Turk, Muhammad Hassan, Khalil Mustafic, Hashim Naji, Ajazi Ilahi, Islam Hassan, Barakat Thabit, Jinan Itani, Hamza Ahmed, Aziz Kamari, Admir Logunic, Mirsada Al-Murabiti, Muhammad Bati, Khadija Abu Bakr, and Sulaiman Yar. Please, everybody who heard his name, please forward me your email so we can start inviting you, inshallah, for the different committees and activities. I also would like to thank the members who actually have dropped out of the executive committee from the last one. Every single one of them has done a wonderful job, alhamdulillah. Brother Muhammad Saleh, Brother Abdul Rahman, Sister Fairuz, Sister Debbie, Brother Mukhtar, Brother Wa'il, and Brother Muhammad Shaqir. So, JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah khair, Dr. Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. Allahumma ameen. Just a quick announcement related to Umrah, because I know some of our brothers and sisters were waiting. We couldn't have enough seats for everybody, and the decision was made to have the Umrah only for you. If you have your child or your daughter or your boy who are willing to go to Umrah, we have the Umrah for youth, 15 years old and up. Youth, 15 years old and up. And this is the decision, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you would like to gift your child some good gift, just send them to Mecca to do Umrah and to absorb, you know, the environment that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to live in it. And we will have amazing, amazing lecture over there on live lecture about the seerah and about the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions within this trip, inshallah. It will be in the end of December and it will be in the beginning of January, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. If you are willing to send your son or your daughter, inshallah, 15 years and up, just see Imam as soon as possible. We have only limited seats. This is the first announcement. The second one, we have a sister. She lives in our community. She's an Indian sister. Her cousin passed away home
yesterday. He is very young. He has a daughter, 2 years old, and just suddenly he passed away. His name Sayyid Iyaz. And she asked me to ask the community to make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will shower her cousin with his mercy. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يرحمه وأن يسكنه فسيح جناته وأن يتغمده برحمته. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ربنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ويا ذا العزة التي لا ترام، نسألك أن ترحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. اللهم ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. اللهم أنزلهم منازل الشهداء. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعلها حفرة من حفر النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.